Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Angus, the events manager for Garsington Opera. Hello, Angus.
Hi, Casey. Hi.
So, how long have you been the events manager?
Well, I've worked for the opera for nearly 20 years, but only in part-time capacity. But yes, I've seen it go through quite a lot of changes over the years.
Yeah.
And then since we moved here to Wormsley, I've been the event manager. Before that, I was the site manager.
Okay. And what is the history of Garsington Opera?
The opera started about 25 years ago in a village called Garsington, just outside Oxford. And it was founded by Leonard Ingrams. And I think the history of it was that they were doing a fundraising for the Playhouse, which was in financial trouble. And they put on a soiree and invited some people to come and listen to some music being played. And it was so successful that they decided to repeat it the following year. And then it's just carried on and grown ever since. And then, sadly, he died a few years ago, and we relocated to Wormsley about 5 years ago, and it began a new chapter in the organisation's history.
So how long does it take to prepare for an event like Garsington?
Well, there's people in the office all year round. I mean, the box office and the artistic side of it and fundraising and so on. On site here, it's a seasonal event and we only operate in the summer. And the auditorium was designed as a temporary structure and was intended after the first year for the whole thing to come down.
Okay.
And to then go back up again at the start of the in the spring. We don't do that now. We've got planning permission to leave the structure up.
Brilliant.
But it was designed to come down, and structurally it's not designed to stay up all year round. So we partially take it down. We invented a new word called winterisation and summarisation. So in September we take all the seats out, we take the sides out, we put in some bracing so that the roof doesn't blow off in the winter. And we sort of partially strip out the structure, and then we leave the wind and the rain to blow through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back in spring, sort of round about the beginning of April.
Yeah.
And we start building it all back up again, preparing it for the summer. And it takes us probably from the whole of April to do that. And then in May, all the crew come in and they start working on all the scenery and the sets. And then by late May, the singers turn up on stage and we have stage rehearsals. And the orchestra turn up, wigs and wardrobe. And then we open beginning of June. And we run through till mid-July. And then we pack up again.
Gosh.
So it's a lot of work for a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah.
That's roughly the cycle of things.
Yeah. Have you ever found any animals lurking in the opera house?
We've had bats,
oh.
Hedgehogs, mice. We're in a deer park, so we have had deer.
Oh, wow.
But not on stage. but we did have bats a couple of years ago, during one of the shows. We had a bat flying across the stage. One of the magical things about this place is that it is semi-open air. And, you know, so we interact with the environment.
Mm.
As the sun sets, the lights come into their own on stage. It's a magical setting, but bats and deer. Oh yeah, red kites. Oh yeah, red kites eating picnics. So the red kites were introduced to this part of into this country in this area, and so we get red kites that swoop. And they do try and go for people's picnics from time to time, ward them off.
Brilliant. So what would you say are the main challenges that Garsington presents?
Well, it's an amazing undertaking to put on opera to this quality in this environment. I mean, it's because it's sort of semi-outdoors, and there are so many people. I mean, we would have, at any given time on a show day, we would have probably maybe up to 200 people, singers, orchestra, backroom staff, crew, caterers. So the logistics of all of that, and then 600 audience. We have an enormous number of volunteers who help in the car park, do front of house ushering, which we couldn't do without. All in all, that adds up to a large number of people to make the event work. And that's probably the biggest challenge, is just getting everyone, you know, working together at the same time. We have a great relationship with a local scout company who help. So the way our event works is that people turn up at about 3:30 and they can picnic in the gardens, walk around the site, beautiful cricket ground, and then they there's a dinner interval of about 80 minutes, and either eat in our restaurant or picnic. And we have a really lovely relationship with the local scouts who come and they help people carry their picnics. It can be a reasonable walk between the car park and where they're going to picnic.
Yeah.
And they get tips and they raise money. And last year, I forget where they went, but they raised something like £5,000.
Wow.
Which took the whole scout group off to somewhere amazing like Sri Lanka. It wasn't Sri Lanka, but it was, you know, it was abroad on a trip. So which is great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, really good.
Wow. From the season, which opera are you most looking forward to seeing?
I think Tchaikovsky's Eugenie Onegin. That'd be my favourite this year.
Why?
And also we're doing a collaboration with a ballet company, Ballet Rombert, which would be very interesting for us because we've never had ballet here before. That'd be really interesting.
Do you have to do anything different to the stage for ballet performances?
We'll probably have a sprung floor, and also try and make it warmer for the dancers.
Yes. Poor things.
But also, it'd be great because we've got some members of the community who are going to be acting in it. Last year we did Cosi fan tutti, and we had about eight local people who were on stage every night acting in it. And again, the same this year for the Tchaikovsky. And it's just lovely to be able to have local people who get the opportunity to be on stage. They love it, and we enjoy having them as well.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Thank you.